About 835 people have permits to harvest Alaska sablefish, commonly called black cod. Around half of them are in Southeast, and for the past few years, harvest numbers have been down. But next season, they get to pull in more of the valuable species, which are prized in Asia and getting more attention in the lower 48. The projected total coastwide allocation is up 5%. NOAA Fisheries' Dana Hanselman works on sablefish projections at Juneau's Auk Bay Lab.
This was primarily due to we had a pretty good year on the longline survey. Catches were up for about 14%, and this resulted in higher apportionments toward the eastern Gulf.
The recommended limits are up by 14% in Southeast, 24% in the West Yakutat area, 5% in the central Gulf, and 2% in the Bering Sea. The western Gulf would drop 2% and the Aleutians 8%. The numbers are preliminary and will be finalized at a North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting this month. If they're approved, it will be good news for longliners, who just learned next year's overall halibut quota could drop 19%, with a 47% reduction in Southeast.
It's a little bit of a silver lining.
Julianne Curry heads up the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association.
As I understand it, it's really not expected to last all that long. They're still missing a few recruitment years. And if those don't start showing up in any kind of significant number, then the sablefish quota is expected to go down again in the future. But it's better than a poke in the eye.
The recommendation would allow a 16,000-ton harvest in Alaska waters. That's roughly 35 million pounds. About 25 million pounds would be taken in the Gulf of Alaska and about 6.5 million in Southeast. By contrast, the entire Alaska and Pacific Northwest halibut allocation for next year is 41 million pounds. Sablefish is a growing fishery with rising prices.
It's a pretty significant revenue source. You know, sablefish has been climbing in value steadily since IFQs were implemented, and it's a pretty important product to a lot of fishermen off the coast of Alaska.
An increase in sablefish will not boost everyone affected by the halibut reduction. Sitka's Linda Benkin heads up the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
I would say that most people who fish sablefish also fish halibut. It isn't necessarily true the other way. There's a lot of people who have halibut quota, fish for salmon, but don't necessarily have any sablefish.
Allowable harvest numbers for sablefish have dropped significantly since a peak of almost 40,000 tons in 1988. They've gone up and down this decade, and after 2011's increase, they're projected to drop by 8% in 2012. The Auk Bay Lab's Dana Hanselman says there's a lot to be learned about the species.
Each year's quota really depends on the surveys we get in that year, and next year we do have two surveys that we're going to be taking a look at, plus the fishery catch rate index. And so how those come out is really the biggest predictor of each year's quota.
Numbers for 2011 will be finalized during the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's meeting. That's December 8th to December 14th in Anchorage. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.